Well, if you are anything like me, then there were a few moments this past week where you could feel yourself losing your patience. Perhaps you got angry about something and you lost your cool. Maybe for parents and teachers, it has been frustrating trying to work out a new morning routine for back to school. Perhaps this month you retired and you simply don't know what to do with your time and you're missing your coworkers. Or perhaps this morning you are going through a very difficult season of loss or stress and you simply cannot bear another day. People aren't listening to you. People seem frustrated with you. And it's all been a bit too much. There are times, even in the church family, when we disagree, when hard feelings seem to arise. And sadly, there are times when we are injured by people close to us, by people who claim to be followers of Jesus. And it hurts. And it's often confusing. I think that's why St. Paul wrote to this little church. Now, overall, the church in Colossae was doing very well. A man named Epaphras, who most scholars believe started this church, described in the letter as a Gentile, hardworking, and trustworthy, has gone on to visit St. Paul, who is imprisoned for preaching the gospel. We find that description in chapter 1 and chapter 4 of Colossians. Epaphras joyfully tells Paul about this amazing group and their faith and love. But he also tells him that there have been some people coming into the church teaching very false things about Jesus. And so, through a deeply theological letter filled with love and exhortation, Paul reminds them that they are the chosen, beloved, holy people of God. And they are to behave that way, even when things are really tough and frustrating. And he says, the best ways to conduct ourselves as a family is by putting on Jesus, clothing ourselves with Christ. Now that can sound a little bit weird. How are we to do that? Well, if you are a follower of Jesus this morning, if Jesus is your King, then you already have him dwelling in you. The Holy Spirit comes into us when we profess faith in Jesus, and a life journey of having our hearts transformed, aligning with God's wills and ways, begins. So it may not be so weird, after all, putting on Jesus every day. I think of clothing myself with Christ as a reminder of who I am and how I should behave. And part of that journey is learning how to be a member of the church. Look at verse 12 with me. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Those are wonderful traits. Five traits that we are called to develop in our life as the new covenant people, the one body in Jesus. Now, earlier in chapter 3, at verse 8, if you still have your Bibles open, let's glance at that. Paul lists five things we are to rid ourselves of. Verse 8. But now you must get rid of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Verse 9, do not lie to one another. Those kinds of things don't belong in our life, and they certainly don't belong in the church. So in order for us then to wear, to dress ourselves, which is the title of my sermon this morning, dressing ourselves in Christ, we must keep practicing and becoming people who are kind and gentle, patient and compassionate. And we do that best when, look at verse 13, when we bear with one another, when we forgive each other. Now, forgiveness isn't always easy. In fact, reconciliation is even harder. And I was going to talk about that this morning, but I thought, no, you'll just have to invite me back. Forgiveness is a huge topic, but it's also our posture, our way of being with one another. And we are to strive to become a church, God's people filled with kindness and compassion. So then our humility and patience helps us lead us on the path, the actions of forgiveness. And perhaps most importantly, the reminder for myself as well this morning, we have all been forgiven by Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
That's the good news this morning. We worship the God of forgiveness. The very heart of God's love towards us is forgiveness. So no matter what we have done, the wicked thoughts we may have had this past week, the anger, the impatience, even plain old unkindness, God says to us, "See my son, my beloved son, my holy son. He died for you and me, and now all of creation can be redeemed." And if you believe that this morning, then in our repentant hearts, we get to come back to Jesus. Just like in the children's story, David came back to Jesus and asked for forgiveness. And then we can continue following the exhortations from St. Paul. Look at verse 15 with me. "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful." Jesus rules and reigns and is our King. So we are to let his ways rule in our hearts so that as one body, we can reflect the love and light of Jesus out there in the precious town of Simcoe or wherever it is you are coming from this morning. And as Jesus continues to dwell in us, we can, as family, teach each other and lovingly admonish one another. Admonish. That's a good old-fashioned word, isn't it? You know, it means to gently warn against negative and bad things that can harm us. We are never to reprimand somebody in anger or in shouting. Here's something to know about me. I don't like people shouting at me. And I suspect most of you don't like someone shouting at you. So then we are with love, dressing ourselves in love, the love that binds. Think of love as the belt that binds all the other clothing together. And as that love flows in and through and around and up and down, we then can live out exactly the way Jesus taught us to live, even through the most difficult conversations and situations. You know, St. Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, "Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins." And I think we specifically know that as parents, as grandparents, if you've been married once the honeymoon season is over, we know that, don't we? Bearing with one another, forgiving one another daily. Following the ways of Jesus generally makes for a happy home. And the text says in verse 14, harmony. Love leads to harmony. And when that harmonious love is flowing, the church family responds by singing. Look at part B of verse 16. It says, "With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God." That's our response to God's forgiveness and the love flowing in and around the church. We sing songs of thanksgiving, songs of praise. I loved, is it called We Are Your People? The song we just sang a moment ago? That actually could have been the sermon this morning. And as I was writing my sermon this week, I did think of two hymns. The first one was, I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. Some of you are nodding. And how about this one? I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow and he watches me. Yeah, you don't want me to keep singing and I won't. But I was singing this week as I was writing. We sing in loving harmony because we are free from sin and the wrath of death because of Jesus, the chosen and holy beloved Son of God. It is Jesus who went to the cross so that we didn't have to. Free from sinful ways and free to love one another because of his atoning work and his Father's power of resurrection. Resurrection hope offered to all of us this morning as well. Now, if you look at my manuscript, what I'm about to tell you is not there. Because it happened this morning in the hotel room, getting ready. I'm going to share something with you about me. So Victoria and I had dentist appointments this week, and I have a little upper denture. It's warped. And so I'm not wearing it. It had to stay at the dentist, and she was sending it away. And I realized there were more than a couple of times this week, I thought, oh no, I'm preaching without my denture and now I'm going to have this big hole in my mouth. And they're all going to see this big hole because I'm missing a tooth. And thank you for laughing. And as I was getting ready this morning in the hotel room, I literally felt the Holy Spirit say, Pamela, don't forget to be kind to yourself. And so I wrote us as a side note this morning, because as we are growing and learning together and being patient with one another and expressing the Lord's love to everyone we meet, we can't forget us. I have to keep learning to be kind to myself, to be less impatient with myself. How many of you learn things really quickly? I don't. Right? So I seem to have to make mistakes before I learn anything. And I get really angry with myself. So I have to continue to learn to be patient with myself. So although the focus of the passage is outward, the Holy Spirit reminded me when I was brushing my teeth and I was looking at this big hole that I know you're all going to look at lunch now. To be kind to myself. Verse 17 closes this little passage. We are then to do all, think all, act all. Whatever we do in deed and word, we do in and through Jesus in his powerful name. And so I finish with this. What are some practical doings for the church in the name of Jesus this week? Here's some encouragement. Why don't you write an encouragement note to someone? Why not bake some cookies for your kid's new class? Your potential new pastor loves chocolate chip cookies. Why not email an old buddy and simply say, hey, thought of you today. How you doing? Perhaps this week you can drive someone to the grocery store or to a doctor's appointment. And when your family member or your friend starts to drive you really crazy this week, truly pause. I'm not talking about the counting to 1 to 10. Now that could help. But when we pause this week, let's ask God to help us to respond kindly. And lastly, and probably most important for us this morning, pray for each other. Pray for this town. Pray for the leaders of this church. Pray for your boss that's not very nice. Pray for your grandkids' new teacher who's not been very friendly. Pray for our kids. Pray with true love for your enemies. And pray with thanksgiving, giving all the glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.